My name is Sally Fung. I was having onset of back pain and fever, and I have flu-like symptoms. So I've been taking normal medication and Tylenol and stuff, but didn't help one bit. And when I tried to go to sleep, I couldn't sleep because I couldn't breathe. So my husband, well, then boyfriend, was suggesting maybe we should go to the hospital if we can't breathe. And I was actually complaining with back pain and stomach issue because I eat so little. And then I still feel so full. I was like, something wrong with my digestion. So when we went in there, they found a digestion doctor for me. He tried to do an ultrasound on me to see what's wrong with my stomach. And he's like, since we are using the ultrasound, might as well do your heart. They found that my heart is really big. They're like, I've never seen such a big heart in not a very good way. I was so drugged up as well. I'm kind of not very conscious, but conscious enough to make a conversation. But I was asking him, am I going to die because of this? And he said, I don't know. I was like, what is going on here? I didn't know how to be scared at that moment. I just thought maybe I should find another doctor to take a look at me, right?
We couldn't even grasp how potentially serious it could be until really when the other doctor came in and found that, hey, you know, you have a really big heart. We need to transfer you to Toronto General because they have the right tools and the right staff.
Once I got there, I was they were trying to transfer the equipment back to the hospital. Then that's when my heart gives. They were talking to me. I remember they were asking me questions. What's your name? How are you? What do you do? And I remember the last question they asked me is like, what do you want to do? I said, I just finished my undergrad. I want to finish my master's degree. And the doctor was holding my hand saying that I will make sure you finish your master. And then that's when my heart stopped.
I remember going to the CVICU that they have there. And the sight was really, I couldn't see Sally, but it was just like 10, 15 healthcare professionals, doctors, nurses, and they were just like buzzing around this one bed. And I knew instantly that was Sally. And I saw Sally's mom, and she was crying, gave her a hug. And one of the doctors came out and said, Sally's heart stopped. We need to resuscitate her. Luckily, they were successful. And then later on, he said, we need to do surgery right now. We're going to have to hook her up to something called a BiVed, and we have to do it or else she's pretty much not going to make it through the night. And obviously, we said yes. So off they went to do surgery. But you know, at that moment, at that time, even after with the surgery, she was also listed as like a priority one heart transplant patient. And how it was explained to us was that statistically, her getting a transplant would have been a higher chance of her walking out of the hospital. And but you know, at that moment, at that time, the doctors said, you know what, her heart's starting to recover. It was inflamed, but now it's starting to beat again. There's a good chance that we can really just plug it back in and monitor the progress. And that's what they did. They took out the machine, and she was able to sustain herself. And the rest is history, really, because she didn't need a heart transplant. She's perfect, really. Now, yeah.